the interest. On a weekly basis, I'm asked questions like, why are the Danes so happy? And what can we learn from the Danes when it comes to happiness? From journalists from the New York Times, the BBC, the Guardian, the China Daily, and the Washington Post, among others. In addition, delegations of mayors, researchers, and policymakers from all corners of the earth frequently visit the Happiness Research Institute in pursuit of, well, happiness, or at least in pursuit of the reasons for the high levels of happiness, well-being, and quality of life people enjoy in Denmark. To many, it is quite the mystery as, besides the horrific weather, Danes are also subject to some of the highest tax rates in the world. Interestingly, there is a wide support for the welfare state. The support stems from an awareness of the fact that the welfare model turns our collective wealth into well-being. We're not paying taxes. We're investing in our society. We are purchasing quality of life. The key to understanding the high levels of well-being in Denmark is the welfare model's ability to reduce risk, uncertainty, and anxiety among its citizens and to prevent extreme unhappiness. However, recently, I have also come to realize that there might be an overlooked ingredient in the Danish recipe for happiness: hygge. The word hygge originates from a Norwegian word meaning well-being. For almost